Chris.
Mark and Chris
is on the Big Ape.
Ladies and gentlemen, a special holiday extended version, because there's a lot of movies going out, of our Willy Waffle segment here. Please give it up for the one and only Santa's favorite elf, Willy Waffle.
Oh.
That's right. Santa's not the only generous fat man at this time of the year.
Yay!
Willie, now, look, we've got just a whole bunch of movies to talk about.
Yeah, like everything is coming out either Friday or on Christmas Day.
Okay, perfect. Now, what are some of the biggies?
Well, I think one of the biggies has got to be Charlie Wilson's War, because if the Da Vinci Code taught us anything, it was to never underestimate Tom Hanks with a bad haircut.
Oh.
Although I have to warn you, don't have too much eggnog and cookies before you go, because you see Tom Hanks' booty, and that's just not going to settle
right.
Oh. Okay, so we've got Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and that guy who won the Oscar for that weird Truman Capote movie.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's the guy.
You know, it's based on a true story. It's Charlie Wilson, a congressman from Texas in 1980, and he's a good old boy who likes drinking and carousing and beautiful women.
Oh. I mean,
who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Well, what politician from Texas doesn't?
Exactly. You know, and it turns out he sits as like the chairman of a subcommittee that oversees the CIA covert operations budget, and he's going to help fund the Afghanis as they fight against the Soviet Union in 1980, and we have to wonder, will he be able to win this secret war?
Is it like a comedy drama? I've seen the ads, and I'm confused.
Yeah.
It is a comedy drama, but it's a lot more comedy than I think they're really letting on, which, you know, thank God, because, you know, let's face it, do we really need another drama about Afghanistan?
Seriously?
Right now?
I'll tell you what, that's the one topic that I'd really like to laugh at this holiday season.
Well, so, and it's some of the best writing that we've had from Aaron Sorkin in years.
Really?
This is the guy who did The West Wing.
Yeah.
This is really very West Wing-like, very sharp dialogue, great one-liners, gonna make you laugh, and he takes a very complicated situation and makes it easy to follow and understand. Thank God, because I tried to read the book and I only got to about chapter 5 before I gave up.
Well, you got to chapter 5. Usually you don't get past the preface.
Well, you know, or the table of contents.
Well,
how many waffles for Charlie Waffles War?
I am going 4 waffles.
Get out.
Wow, that's good, huh?
Are we smelling Oscar?
You know, I think there's going to be some nominations. I think Philip Seymour Hoffman's probably going to get nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Always.
Yeah. And we'll see if Tom Hanks can sneak one in there, too.
All right, what else you got, Willie?
Well, you know, we also have Sweeney Todd.
Oh, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that every time. Let's just get it out of there once.
Okay, all right.
Yo, but no, this is a really great movie, too. Now, here's the thing, though. People don't understand. It is almost all musical.
Right. Yeah.
You got Johnny Depp playing this, you know, once great barber. He was wrongfully sent to prison by a judge played by Alan Rickman, who wanted to steal his wife and child.
Now
he's back for revenge.
That's Professor Snape to me and you.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But I just think it is wickedly funny, darkly humorous. It is just a really great kind of a respite for anybody who's sick of Jingle Bells and angels getting their wings.
Wow, all right. So if you want to go see some murderous fun and a lot of music, Sweeney Todd, how many waffles?
I'm going to go 4 waffles for this one, too.
Get out. That's awesome.
I am so blown away by this, because it is the perfect Tim Burton movie. It's dark, it's mysterious, and it still has you laughing.
Okay, holy moly!
And there's a couple other biggies we got to mention.
Well, yeah, we have P.S. I Love You with Hilary Swank.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
This is where the dead guy, like, takes her on dates or something?
Well, yeah, what happens is she's married to Gerard Butler, and he passes away, and he leaves her a series of letters that are supposed to kind of get her out of her funk and move on with her life.
Oh, that's sweet.
So we see her kind of taking on these challenges as the movie goes along.
To get her out of her box, if you will.
That's right. To get her out of that apartment where she's just, you know, surrounded by pizza boxes and old movies.
It's all about the box. So, is it funny?
You know, it is. It's a lot funnier than I thought it would be.
Oh.
You know, it gets kind of gooey and chick flicky at times, but I think overall Hilary Swank is good enough, and I think the story kind of carries her. So I'll go, how about 2.5 waffles?
Almost 3.
That was close.
Give us one more of your waffle picks for the season, Willie.
Well, okay, why don't we go with a movie that's opening on Christmas Day, The Great Debaters. You got Denzel Washington in 1935 playing this professor of a debate team in Wiley College in Texas. Mm-hmm. It's an African-American college, and they're really good. And he wants to take them to a level that they've never been before. He wants to take on the best debate team in all the nation. He wants to challenge Harvard.
Oh, not the master debaters.
You know, sometimes you get a little bit lonely.
Yeah, that's true.
Dirty.
That's true. So,
raise your hand.
So, how many waffles for The Great Debaters?
You know, I'm going 4 waffles here, too. I think Denzel Washington makes speechifying as exciting as a football game.
Speechifying. Okay.
That's funny.
To recap, Charlie Wilson's War, 4 waffles. Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, gets 4 waffles. P.S. I Love You, 2.5 waffles. And The Great Debaters, 4 waffles as well. Willie, what's coming up next year?
Well, next year, gosh, everything's coming out next year.
Yay!
The Dark Knight is coming out. We've got that Cloverfield movie coming. It's going to be a big one.
The Big 8 Morning Mess with Mark and Chris. Hear it or hear about it. Only on 95.1 WAPE.